It's that time again for kingdom building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. Stay tuned for kingdom building.
Righteousness, peace, war, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God.
Everybody sing.
Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part? Oh, don't you want to be a part of the kingdom?
Come on.
Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a part? Oh, don't you want to be a part? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
WAIF is a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Building. We're so glad that you did. We love you. And I'm here. My name's Rich with Mike. Oscar's off. God bless you, Mike. How you doing today?
I am doing really good.
Okay, so am I.
It's a wonderful day in the Lord.
I had to take our little doggie in, and you know, every time you take a dog to the vet, get your wallet out, folks. Let me take it. I mean, you know, it's pretty bad when it costs more to take care of a pet than a kid. And that's pretty much where we are here. But anyway, we love our little girl. And, you know, my wife was like, she would kind of like chuckle at these dog people that would like make over the dog like it was a human being.
Yeah, well, she has one.
Let me tell you something. She is worse than all of them combined, man. I mean, I just laugh at her. I go, oh, so all those people you thought were silly that they would treat their dog like it's a baby or a kid, you are the worst of all. And she said, yep. She is. But anyway, dogs are fun to have around, and our little dog is little tiny 6-pound dog, and she just loves to be on our lap all the time. So she's a real comfort. And somewhere I read, Mike, that if you have a dog, that you might live longer.
Oh, I think that's proven.
I that's what it said. I mean, so anyway,
I think that's proven.
God's in control of my life. He's in control of your life. But if we can have a little extra joy along the way, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, okay. So, hope all are well out there. If you're not, you know, we're always here for you. We will pray with you. I don't care what part of the program we're in. You call in at any time if you need prayer. A few weeks back, we had a lot of praise reports. If you, actually, we had prayer requests. We asked them to call back with praise reports. So if you have any praise reports, give us a call. And that's 749-1444. We need to hear from you because your praise reports encourage others. And, you know, I was talking to Mike before the program. I was going across the dial, and I picked up a Christian radio program, not this one, not this station. And, you know, we were, I was listening to it, and I'm thinking, this guy spent one half hour talking about sin. And, you know, it just so happens we're going to talk a little bit about the light part of that, not the darkness. Sin is darkness, and we're not going to We're not going to curse the darkness. We're going to just shine the light. Because you know what? When you shine the light, the darkness has to flee. Period. Well,
it's interesting, Rich. You know, they say if you light a candle, it can be seen 10 miles away.
Yeah. So, you know, why curse the darkness and why talk about negative, dark subjects when, first of all, Jesus, it says right here in John 3, everybody knows the scripture. I'm going to read out of the message. It says, this is how much God loved the world. It doesn't say this is how much God loved Christians. That's not what it says. It says, this is how much God loved the world. He gave his son, his one and only son, and this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. Wow. No one. Not one person. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. We want you to have a whole. God
right.
wants you to have a whole. That's W-H-O-L-E, whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger. Man, sometimes you listen to some preachers and man alive, they're pointing and calling sin out and this, that, and the other. That's not what Jesus came for. He came to give us an abundant life because in him we live and move and have our being, praise God. He didn't come with an accusing finger, Mike, telling the world how bad it was. And that's what this preacher did for a half an hour, Mike. He had some good things to say, but he was just telling people how bad they were and, you know, and that someday you're going to have to stand before the Lord and every bad thing you did is going to come before you. You know, if you believe that, I'm not going to try to talk you out of it, but I don't believe that way. I don't believe that way for a minute because the next verse in John 3:18 says this. He came to help, to put the world right again. Anyone, that means anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Picture a courtroom. You're sitting in the defendant's chair and you're guilty as, I'll say it, hell. You are guilty. And Jesus is your advocate. Jesus steps forward to the judge and says, you know, whatever penalty they must pay, I'll pay it for them. Wow. I mean, that's how much God loves us. And people want to make Jesus separate from God. No, he's not.
He's not. He's
God sent himself.
That's right.
Jesus is God, the Christ, the enchristed one, the anointed one. He is God. So when you read this, how can you justify standing before the Lord and him showing you every cuss word you made, every sexual immoral thing you did, business practices that were shaky, lying, stealing, whatever it is. That is, folks, I'm telling you, you're already acquitted. It's double jeopardy. You can't have to be tried on the same offense. I know I'm getting excited here, but God wants us to be free. And some of the stuff you hear from the pulpit, you're not going to be free if you believe what they're saying. And I'm sorry if I'm stepping on toes. I'm sure we're talking wonderful people that I love dearly, but I have to go with what the Bible says, not with what man says. And the Bible says you've been acquitted, not guilty. You walk out of the courtroom a free man or woman. So let's take advantage of the wonderful, wonderful inheritance that the Lord has given you. So let me just read a little bit. We're going to kind of live in Colossians for a minute. But let me just read a little bit of this. Well, first of all, before I do that, it says, now if anyone, this is 2 Corinthians 5, Mike, 17. Now if anyone is enfolded in Christ, believes, trusts, whatever, he has become an entirely new person. If you're an entirely new person, if something like that happened, where God's going to show you everything, you go, I'm not that person. You've mistaken my identity for someone that was that someone back there. That's not me anymore. I'm not that person. I'm a new person. I'm a new creature, a new creation. So why are you showing me all this stuff? That's not me. I changed 4 years ago. I'm not that person anymore. That person's dead, and we're going to talk about that. That person died with Christ, was crucified with Christ. That's what the Bible says, folks. That's not my opinion. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Hey, if something vanishes, folks, it's gone. It's 100% gone. So if all the old vanishes, it is gone. It says, behold, everything is fresh and new. We want you to have a fresh and new life. The Lord wants you to have a fresh and new life. If you've been bound by all this religion stuff, put it aside and enjoy your fresh and new life today.
Right.
And God has made all things new and reconciled us to himself. If you're reconciled to someone, you're one. You're one. There might be two of you, but when you're in a situation in marriage where you get estranged and then you reconcile, you become one again. And reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciling others to God. In other words, it was through the anointed one that God was shepherding the world, not even keeping records of their transgressions. Mike, I got to read that again. Not even keeping records of their transgressions. How much clearer can that be? If there's no records, then you can't stand before him and him show you every bad thing you ever did. There's no records. I always say that he's not sitting there with a notepad.
Checklist,
writing down all the sins you committed. Guess what? He didn't erase them. There is no checklist anymore. It's vanished.
It's gone.
So I'm going to read it a third time. Not even keeping records of their transgressions. And he has entrusted to us the ministry of opening the door of reconciliation to God. So thank you, Jesus. Well, Jesus did a lot more than he gets credit for.
Rich, I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible. And it's 3 Colossians.
Colossians 3,
1-11.
Okay, and can you read it out of this? Because I really wanted it read.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
read it out of this. Yeah, start with, go all the way down to here. Okay, go from there to there. And then we'll stop, and then you can read the rest of it. We'll talk about that, and then we'll come back, and you can read the rest of it.
This is chapter 4?
Oh, no, chapter 3.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3. It should be marked. Got it?
Yeah.
I was so impressed with how this reads. So go ahead, Mike.
Chapter 3.
Yeah. Read as far as you want.
Yeah, I got it.
Folks, listen to this. I'm telling you.
Are we in Corinthians or Colossians?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right here in Colossians.
There it is.
Yeah. I'm telling you, folks, it's time to put down religion and start picking up the true word of God that is not, if there's control involved, if there's suffering involved in the sense of Okay, let me take the suffering part off, because that can happen regardless. But I'm talking about if there's control involved, if there's shame involved, whatever, if it's pointing fingers at you and you feel shame, that there is no condemnation to him that is in Christ Jesus. So guess what? It's time to put religion down and let's just get more of Jesus. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, this one with Christ in glory.
Yeah.
Colossians.
Yeah.
Christ's resurrection is your resurrection.
There you go.
Too.
There you go. Read it again. This
Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above.
Yes.
That's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Heavenly realities.
I know, yeah, not earthly realities.
And not with the distraction of the natural realm.
There you go.
Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ.
Hey, amen. Mike, so what you're saying then is we were crucified with Christ, we were buried with Christ, and we were resurrected with Christ. So we've already died to sin. We've already died to all that junk, you know, that sometimes gets talked about. We've already died to that. We've been brought up as a new creation,
well,
a new person.
That's where we're going here.
Good.
And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory.
Yes.
So we're one.
Not two, three, or four, but one.
Now here's the new creation life.
Yes.
Live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Live as one who died to diseases and desires for forbidden things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship. When you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of a God against these acts of disobedience. That's how you once behaved, characterized by your evil deeds. But now it's time to eliminate them from your lives once and for all. Anger, fits of rage, all forms of hatred, cursing, filthy speech, lying. Lay aside your old Adam self with this masquerade in disguise. For you have acquired new creation life, which is continually being renewed into the likeness of one who created you, giving you the full revelation of God.
Continually being renewed. Wow. See, this is, Mike, I think this is where a lot of people really have some confusion. I know I did for a long time. You know, you read scriptures like that, and you know they're true. You know they're true, but you sit there and you say, "Well, but I did something wrong yesterday. So how can I be a new creation, and how can I be a new creature, new person, whatever, and still do stupid things? How can I do that?"
Because you get renewed every day.
That's exactly right. And the thing that I really felt the Lord speak to me was this. We're living a duality of a life. There's two of us out there. And the Bible even talks about, you know, in Adam all shall die, in Christ all will be made alive. So we're in that process of Adam dying. I mean, he actually died, trust me, but the residual's still there because we have bad thoughts from time to time, whatever. But the bottom line is we identify with our new identity. That's what we got to do. If you want to identify with your old identity, your false identity, then God will let you do that. But, man, that's not living and moving and having your being in Christ. That's living and moving and having your being in the world.
Well, here we go. In this new creation life, your nationality makes no difference. Or your ethnicity, education, or economic status, they matter nothing.
And man, does that, Wow.
That fits for today, doesn't it?
Today, it's all about all that you just read. I mean, it's not, we are all one. We are all creations of Christ. And, you know, too many even Christians get caught up on the natural, get caught up on the world stuff. I mean, just look at the news. You got people that they're more concerned with the natural and the temporal. It's temporary what all that stuff is going on out there. It's temporary. Then they are the spiritual. I mean, God wants us to, he says, come up here. Come up here. That's not a physical place. That's a mindset. Come up here. Come up here where the air is pure and the view is wonderful and whatever. The higher you get with the Lord, the less you're going to be concerned with the temporal things of the world.
Right. And here's the kicker at the end. For it is Christ that means everything as he lives in every one of us.
He lives in every one of us, huh?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
That's what it says.
Well, you know, the bottom line is I am so glad that he lives in me, and I'm so glad he lives in everybody else.
And the message it's at the end, it says, from now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. Wow.
Continually being renewed. So you know what? Discard that old identity. Because you know what? That old identity, even though you have Christ living in you, if you're going to identify with the old identity, then you're not going to think too kindly of yourself. You're going to keep going, man, why do I keep messing up? Why do I, you know, look, let me tell you something. Without the help of the Lord, you will continue messing up forever. But sooner or later, God is going to bring that to perfection. He already sees you perfect because he already knows what you look like when you're perfect.
Well, he knows you're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Come on.
But the thing of it is, when you're looking at in the mirror, don't think less of yourself just because you messed up or said something you shouldn't have said or whatever. Repent. All repent means is change your mind, change your way of thinking. That's all repent means. So if you're thinking, I'm angry at that person, and I'm going to let them have it. And then all of a sudden, God comes in and says, I don't think I would have done it that way. Then you go to that person, and you tell them, I am sorry, please forgive me. And at that point, it's not up to you any longer. You did exactly what God wants you to do. Whether they forgive you or not is not your concern.
That's the kicker.
Yeah.
You do it because it's the right thing to do. And you do not need to have someone make a response.
No.
You do not have to have someone pat you on the back and say, oh, that's okay. Because God's already said that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the way some people make out who God is, it's like, if I'm a non-believer, I don't want any part of that. Because all that is just, I mean... I saw someone interviewed, and they went, this wasn't a Christian show. This was about some musician or something. They asked this musician, they said, hey, he had a terminal disease. They said, do you think you'll go to heaven? He said, no, my people are in hell. He's thinking it's a party down there or something. Look, let me tell you something. Your people... is everybody. Jesus said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. I think some people out there need to love themselves a little more.
Oh, you don't want to get me going down that rabbit hole.
Let's talk about the Lord here. It says in Ephesians 4, it says, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. Intimate and how deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. See, that's the problem, Mike. Our understanding gets in the way because we think we're unworthy.
Well, yeah.
And we are.
Yeah.
But guess what? He has made us worthy to receive all that he wants us to receive through his inheritance. And then it goes on to say, endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding, this extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. That's the definition. We've all heard the scripture that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it, will perform it, will bring it to pass. That's the definition right there. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. When we have the fullness of God like right. Jesus did, then everything that the Father tells us to do, we're going to do it. Everything the Father tells us to say, we're going to say it. Because we can't say anything or do anything else. It's exactly, I mean, that's, Jesus came to save us, yes.
Yes.
He came to give us a ticket to heaven, yes. Absolutely. But it was a lot more than that.
Yes.
That's just scratching the surface. Yeah, is it important? It's really important. But there's so much more. I know I have been living underneath the standard that God has laid out for me. And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to live the life that God has given me to live. And there's so much. There's so many blessings. There's so much more that I'm looking forward to experiencing.
Well, when you're living in it, in your natural life, in your everyday life that you, most people live in, you are actually closing the door on a lot of things that Christ can do for you, and that he is doing for you. I shouldn't say could do for you. I'm saying what he is doing for you.
You're limiting him. You're putting him in a box.
That's right. You're putting him in a box, and you're putting yourself in a position where you're not going to live the life that you were just talking about, Rich.
Yeah.
You know, and there is you're right. There is so much more to our life if we've got Christ in our life, because not only the blessings, but the entire attitude, your the peace that you have in your life, the lack of fear, the respect. You know, you're going to gain more respect for yourself when you've got Christ in your life. And, you know, I believe that there are a lot of, well, I can tell you, Rich, working where I've worked this summer, the one thing I have learned that I've seen that it disturbs me. I will tell you, it disturbs me. There are a lot of people out there that have no respect for themselves or anything else.
Or anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I've got some more good news to read, but we're going to wait until we take a break here, Mike. So let me go ahead and do this public service announcement coming right away.
Threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
Okay, so also, if you want to get a programming guide or something, you can go to www.waif883.org, and you can pick up all the different programming out there and see what's going on at WAIF. Hopefully, you enjoy a lot of the programming that goes on, and also hopefully you're donating. We have a meeting coming up in September, and you're welcome to come as a member. So just stay tuned for the time and place. It's going to be actually real close to the station here in East Walnut Hills. So, okay. Anybody needs prayer, anybody has a comment on the program, anybody has a praise report, give us a call right now at 749-1444. We'd like to hear from someone out there. You know, maybe you have a good praise report on what God has done for you this week or today. I asked for a praise report at church on Sunday. And we had quite a few. It was really good. And but the one, Cynthia, our praise and worship leader, she said she came in really not feeling well at all. And it's kind of funny because she said normally she never eats the donuts at the church. But today she decided she would eat one of the donuts. Well, she said after she ate that donut, she felt great. She felt just right up to par, and she was able to lead praise and worship and did a phenomenal job. And but it's just funny. So I was calling them Holy Ghost donuts. So we got Holy Ghost donuts up there at Wings.
She got that sugar buzz is what she got.
So anyway, hey, God moves in strange and mysterious ways sometimes, even through donuts. So anyway, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Kingdom Building. We're here every Wednesday from 12 to 1. I think we're like in our 15th year here. So glad that years and years ago that WAIF gave me and James Abrams a shot at a program. It wasn't long after we started, maybe 2 or 3 months, that James moved to Selma, Alabama. And so I was either going to move forward or let it drop. And I felt the Lord said move forward. I had not even asked for a radio program until James. So God uses friends and brothers and sisters to get us to where we need to go.
Well, that's right, Rich.
Isn't that interesting?
That's how I got here. You asked me to just come down and sit in one day.
Yeah, and that was it.
What, 6 years? I think it's 6 years.
You've been a squatter ever since. So have I. And you know what? Squatting in the Lord is a good thing.
Well, you
and
know.
Mike, you've been such a blessing, and you've always been reliable and dependable. And I just not only appreciate that, but appreciate your friendship and being my brother.
Yep. Well, you know something, Rich? Like you said, the Lord just puts something in your psyche to do something. And when I started this radio program, I came down here with the idea that, okay, I'll sit in. And I had no idea where it was that it would lead to where I'm at.
Yeah, you've been here, what, 5 years?
5 or 6 years.
Yeah, wow. Praise the Lord. Again, thank you for your service. Well, we're talking today about, if we're a new creation in Christ, if we're a new person, that's what that means. We're a new person. The old passed away. You know, we Mike read in Colossians 3 that we were crucified with Christ. We were buried with Christ, and we were resurrected. The good news is we were resurrected in Christ. And so our journey is to get rid of the mistaken identity and to assume our true identity to the fullest. And that's when God says that he will that he who has begun a good work is going to complete it. When it's completed, people will look at you and there'll be nothing but Jesus. All the old, 100% of the old will have passed away. But in the meantime, we have to confess that we're that new creation, though. We can't assume that, oh, okay, well, I'm kind of in a mixture here. I'm kind of living a dual life here. No, we don't want to admit that at all. We want to admit that Christ is changing us from glory to glory. You know, Mike, he never changes. He is the same. He never changes. But thank God he changes us. I needed some changing.
Yep.
You know, I still need some changing.
Always.
And I'm thankful
and if I'm not, then I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thankful that the changes God makes is an improvement to that new creation.
That's correct.
So praise the Lord.
Let me read this.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Colossians 3, but it's out of the Message. And I have to read it, the first four verses, because it's so good. It says, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Start acting like you're living a new life. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. It's time to get your head out of the sand. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're walking with your eyes down, what are you? You're depressed.
You're going to bump into something.
Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective.
Yeah, that's good, because the higher you go, the more you're going to see things from his perspective.
Yeah.
And you know, when you see your problems from way up high, what do they look like?
Small problems.
I'm gonna tattle on my wife here. You know, the dog last night got sick four times, and she's like all worried and she's distraught and whatever. And I said, look, I said, God's got this. Stop worrying, stop fretting. You know, why, when something happens, why do we allow our natural mind? We're all guilty of this. Why do we allow our natural mind to go to a natural place?
We go to the worst.
We think, she's thinking, oh, I hope the dog doesn't need surgery and hope it doesn't have cancer and whatever. And it's like, no, sit there and say, God's in control. He's got this. And everything's going to be fine. So, you know, when trials come your way, and, you know, they're going to come. There's no question about it. They are going to come.
Yeah.
They are testing you to bring forth patience. But if you keep failing the test, he's there to help you be able to take the tribulation, show patience, trust in him, quit leaning on your own understanding, keep acknowledging him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. He will put you on the right path. So, you know, challenge, we like to give out challenges from time to time. Your challenge this next week is to, when tribulation, trials, things come your way that you don't particularly like, don't let your mind wander off into uncharted territory. Confess what Jesus said. Confess what's in the Bible, that God is going to supply all our need according to his riches and glory, and that you can do this through Christ who strengthens you. You can go into a positive place of light and not in a dark place. It's a choice. It's a decision. And so we're going to be conscious of that, knowing that trials and tribulations are coming one way or the other. They're going to come, and we're going to trust the Lord.
Well, you know, Rich, I got a little thing that I do that when I get into situations, I just say, okay, Lord, what are you trying to show me here? You know, and you know what that really does? It takes it out of me and gives it to him.
That's right. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, if you're carrying around a heavy burden and you feel yoked up, which means basically you it's a self-imposed prison being yoked up, you can't go where you want to go. You have to go. When you yoke up two oxen, one is stronger than the other one, and one is the leader and the other one follows. So if you're going to, the leader, when you're yoked up with Jesus, it's freedom. He's the stronger one. You're the weaker one. But if you're going to yoke up with darkness, then that oxen is going to be really strong, and you're going to have to go wherever that darkness takes you. And you don't want to do that when you can choose light. You can choose him, and that's what he wants. He wants you to rely, depend, and trust him.
That's right. That's exactly what he wants, Rich. He wants you to just, you know, you heard the scripture, cast your cares on Jesus.
That's right. That's right. For he cares for you.
Yep.
He does care for you. And I'm going to read, in Colossians 3, the end of it. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. And we've kind of been camped out in Colossians. Colossians 3, if you want a good Bible study, and if you open your Bibles and don't know where to go and you don't feel leading of the Lord to go to a certain place, open up Colossians 3. Read the whole chapter numerous times. It's full. It's full of wonderful stuff. I'm going to start with verse 12, Mike, and it says, the title to this passage of Scripture is Love One Another. And man, that's just like that old song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. I mean, seriously, isn't that what the world needs? There's so much hate out there. We got to love. That's what God wants us to do. Okay, it says, you are always and dearly loved by God. Always. I like that word, always. You think, well, I messed up really bad and God left me. No, trust me, you left him. God will never leave you and he will never forsake you. So if you don't feel close to God, it's you. It's not him. So robe yourself with virtues of God since you have been divinely chosen to be holy. Hey, if he divinely chooses you to be holy, guess what? You're holy. You are holy. Be merciful as you endeavor to understand others. I like that. Understand others. Don't just have a snap opinion. You know, don't just fly off the handle or whatever. It says, be merciful. God was merciful to you. So we need to be merciful to others. It says, be merciful as you endeavor to understand others and be compassionate. Man, there's not a lot of compassion out there, Mike.
Not right now.
We need more compassion. And if we try to understand others, then maybe we'll see. You know, I mean, here's a terrible example, but if you know, you're driving and someone's on your on your tail and they're in a hurry and you're not going fast enough, maybe they have a loved one in the car and they're heading to the hospital. I mean, you just don't know. You just don't know. So it says, be compassionate, showing kindness toward all. Toward all? Wow. Be gentle and humble. Oh, and here's a big one, Mike. Unoffendable. Are we living in a society where everybody's offended by something? Seriously, aren't we?
Oh, we are.
Everybody
definitely.
Is
we
offended. And I'm saying almost everybody. I'll say almost, but almost everybody is offended by something that's on TV or something that's on the internet or something. You know,
all you got to do is say something.
And you know what? If you get offended, you're probably going to get upset. And if you get upset, you're probably going to get angry. And if you get angry, my gosh, you have just let something or someone totally control you. Seriously.
Sure, yeah.
If you're going to get angry, something is controlling you other than God.
Well, sure you have.
Something is controlling. So why give up control of your emotions, of your life, of your soul? Why give up control over something that in 50-100 years from now isn't going to matter one bit?
1,500 years from now, how about 15 minutes?
Yeah, in some cases, yeah. In your patience, and that's the key, there's just no patience out there, and that's something that, you know, is very important. In your patience with others, there's just no patience with others in some cases. Tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith, forgiving one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them. Wow. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Wow. We got a lot of people that need to hear these words. Let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, Jesus, who called you to peace as part of his one body. We're one body, folks. We're not all these different groups. We're one body. And always be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom, applying the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the Psalms and with festive praises. Get excited about praising the Lord. And with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. Sing a new song to the Lord. So sing to God with all your hearts. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. And bring your constant praise to God the Father, because of what Christ has done for you. Wow. I mean, if everybody did that, Mike, this world would change 180 degrees. It would change radically. Radically. So guess what? You're only responsible for your part. You're responsible for you. And that's what people say. What do you think about all this going on out there? I go, you know what? The only thing I think is Christ in me, the hope of glory, and me in Christ.
Well, that's right.
And if I'm in Christ and he's in me, then I'll do my part, whatever that part is, whatever it is. If I can just be aware of what God has given me and the love he's given me and the mercy and grace that I've so richly been given, even though I didn't deserve it, he gave it to me anyway. We need to give that back to others, because that word grace means the divine impartation of into the heart and the reflection into the life. We need to reflect God. We need to reflect Jesus Christ in our life. And, you know, if we're supposed to be reflecting Christ in our life, then, you know, we're gonna change some things in our life that maybe does not reflect him.
Well, you know, Rich, there are a lot of things going on today, and there are a lot of things that I don't like and that I disagree with. But what you said is so true, rings so true. And it's hard for people to understand. I don't know why, but it is. Until you get the understanding from the Lord, you're never going to understand it. But, you know, you're only one person, and the only person, like you said, that you can control is you.
Right.
You can't control what the next guy says. I put a bumper sticker on a political bumper sticker on my car.
No.
I did. And the next day, my car was all keyed.
Wow.
Now, what does that say? You know, I'm not going to say which one, but what does that say? You know, I couldn't control what that person did.
No, yeah, and I see all the signs up and all that, and, you know, hey, it's important to vote. It is very important to vote. But that's the extent of my politics.
Yeah.
I vote. I want everybody to have their own opinion. I want everybody to vote after they pray about it. And whatever they vote, I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't care who you vote for as long as you vote. And when it all comes down to it, none of this matters. None of this matters. I've been around 65 years. And I can't tell you any president that's really changed, radically changed my life. Can you?
No, not really.
I mean, seriously,
not
radically
really.
Changed your life.
Not really.
So I'm thinking, no matter who gets elected in the Senate or the House or whatever, yeah, there's going to be maybe a change here and there, but it's not going to radically change your life.
At least
I haven't seen anybody where it radically changes your life, you know? I mean, yeah, there's changes, but I just think that people put way too much stock in politics. I'm so sick of hearing about politics.
Oh, sure. Me too.
You know, yes, I vote. That's the extent. You know, I don't, and there's nothing, if someone wants to put a sign in their yard, hey, that's your prerogative. I would respect no matter whose sign you put in the yard. But I don't put signs in my yard. I care, but I don't care. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
You know, in other words, I'm not going to lose sleep no matter who gets elected.
No, I'm not going to lose sleep.
It's not going to change my daily routine.
No.
It's not going to change how I feel about the Lord and how I feel about my brothers and sisters out there. Well, who's your brothers and sisters?
Everybody.
That's everybody. That is everybody, you know. And just like the scripture we read, just, you know, trying to understand where they're coming from instead of just automatically attacking them because they have a different opinion than you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure, I do know what you're saying.
So, you know, let's just love.
That's exactly what happened.
let's just love. You know, I mean, when it all comes down to it, God's in control. It even says he puts those in office that he chooses. Okay, so you can argue with God all you want, but that's just the way it is. And I love what it says in Hebrews because it lays it all out how big God is. I mean, we still don't know. Even reading this, I know God's big, and he's bigger than every problem you have. He's bigger than the ills of this world and this country and this city and whatever. He's bigger than all of it. But it says, you, Master, started it all. God started it all. You laid Earth's foundation. Did God not lay Earth's foundation?
Absolutely.
If he laid Earth's foundation, put the world on an axis or whatever so that we have daylight and we have night and whatever. Don't you think he can handle all the problems of this country?
Well, the scientists even today, Rich, are discovering that there are galaxies upon galaxies
that we don't even know
galaxies.
About.
That they, yeah.
The scientists don't even know about.
No,
them.
and they're starting to lean to, you know, maybe this is a whole different.
Well,
thing than what we thought.
There are actually inhabitable, they say. I'm not a scientist, but I've read that there are inhabitable.
Oh, yeah.
Orbs, I'll call them orbs, in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
So that means there's places that we could actually breathe in.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean,
that's way
over my head. But anyway, it says that you laid Earth's foundations, then crafted the stars in the sky. Earth and sky will wear out, but not you. They become threadbare like an old coat. You'll fold them up like worn-out cloak and lay them away on the shelf. But you'll stay the same. Year after year, you'll stay the same. You'll never fade, and you'll never wear out. He's big, folks. He's big. He's big, big, big. I mean, and he is more than capable of handling any situation you have. like Mike said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Yeah. So when you try to do it yourself, God steps back and says, have at it. Have at it. When you get to the point where you're weary and you're done and you haven't seen the desired results that you want, give it to me.
Yep.
If I care for you, I'm not going to allow things to, I mean, first of all, it's never in our timing and it's never exactly the way we want it. Once in a while, maybe, but normally. But you know what? He sees way into the future. He knows exactly what is good for us. All things work together for our good. All things. If you're going through trials right now, guess what? It's going to work together for your good. If you have kids that are you know, out doing whatever, guess what? The Bible says that if you train up a child in the way that they should go, when they get older, they will not depart from it. Now you say, well, my kid's 50 and still acting a fool. Well, guess what? Maybe tomorrow.
It'll be a different
maybe
day.
Maybe tomorrow it'll be a different day.
I was reading a thing this morning on the computer about a lady down in Tennessee, a homeless lady, who was living in her car.
Oh, well, isn't that a special story?
Did you read that?
Oh, my gosh. That'd bring tears to your eyes.
In Kroger, Kroger had a job fair, and they hired her. And all of her coworkers gathered around her and supported her. And now she's, you know, she's back in a home and living, you know, an entirely different life. But what did she do? She said she prayed every day.
And she thanked God.
And she thanked God.
She, those things that she saw but didn't see, she thanked him in advance.
That's right.
Calling those things that aren't as if they are, right?
Okay, Clyde.
Yeah. So, you know what? That was a great story. And, you know, she gave glory to the Lord. She knows that the Lord did this. Some lady that worked there befriended her and kind of took her under her wing and, you know, went to the powers of be or whatever. Now this lady she's moving through the ranks. Everybody loves her. She's doing really well. And she'll probably manage that store in another year. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, we're coming to a close here. We need to keep our thoughts in the heavenly realm, Mike. We need to think on things above, not below. It's so easy to think on things. Our natural mind gravitates towards, you know, like we were saying earlier about that stuff. But, you know, I mean, when we get to the complete understanding of who God is and who we are in him and who he is in us, this past, present, and future, we're going to be living outside of time. Time was created by man. Okay, there was no time before man was created. Eternity is eternity. It has no time and space. And that's so hard for us to get a hold of, but we have to enter into a heavenly realm. You know, when you pass from life to death, you enter a different realm.
Well, I know it's getting late, but I'd like to throw this out, you know, I liked what I read, you know, out of the message before, and my challenge to the people this week is if you're going through stuff and you're having a hard time and you just think that you got nowhere to go, give it to the Lord and sit back and look at it in God's perspective rather than your perspective. Look at it in the bigger realm than the smaller realm, because a lot of problems we occur with in our life, we make them bigger.
Well, and the last thing I'm going to say, Mike, is what you see, you possess.
Oh yeah.
What you now think about that one? That's deep.
True,
I know.
Statement.
What you see, you possess. If your eyes are going to be fixed below, that's what you think is reality. If your eyes are going to be fixed above, trust me, we're going to find out someday that the true reality are the things above. This other thing is just a here for a moment.
And quit looking at the ground. Quit holding your head down and looking at the ground. Look up and look around and see all that God has for you.
Okay, Cincinnati, we love you. We love you, brothers and sisters. We truly, truly do love you. And we just pray and hope that you're encouraged by this broadcast. God bless you. See you next Wednesday right here on WAIF 88.3 FM.
Righteousness, peace, war, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.